lot of people going to Sundance. I'm really excited about my film.
I like to see
you. It's gonna be It's gonna be something.
It's gonna be it. It's gonna be it.
I'm really excited.
I hope there's a money shot.
I like to do something.
It's always been kind of one of my dreams.
Really?
I like to make
it. It's like something like, I always wanted to win the award.
I always wanted to go to Sundance.
Yeah.
I like to make
it. You could pick another festival. I could have said, like,
yeah, but it's assholes picking it. It's like people not picking an Oscar. Like, you don't want to win an Oscar. You don't want to go to Sundance. Of course. It's, I'm not saying it's bad. I'm just saying that's not like a surprising thing to announce.
I mean, that would be surprising. I can still say that though.
Yeah, sure.
You certainly
love it. I want to make a movie.
I like to see both of far deeply.
Hello.
Episode 63.
Episode 63.
Kozak.
Yes.
Tell me how.
What the hell is going on here? Tell us how
your Thanksgiving was. Yes.
Went to San Francisco.
Uh huh.
My girlfriend and our friends Justin and Jen.
Uh huh.
And we hung out and ate food.
Lovely.
And went to Hippie Hill.
How?
And, what's that? The hippie place. The
street. Hate Street.
Yeah. I went there. That was cool. Had breakfast there.
Yeah.
A lot of homeless people there.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Just a lot of homeless people there.
Did you see Derek and Megan?
No. I would have got my t-shirt. That was the case.
Oh my god. Oh,
I'm sure they're listening.
They might be. I think Megan listens.
Send me my shirt.
Megan, apparently Kozak needs a shirt.
Yeah.
Those are our friends that have a dance company.
They were on the show.
Everyone Megan knows was on
them.
The show.
Everyone is
guest of the show.
Episode.
Guest of the show, yeah. Megan. thank you.
Kozak
likes to shit on our guests.
I don't think he's shitting on it.
I'm saying he
just wants a shirt.
I'm basically saying our guest owes him something.
Well,
you're humiliating me.
What's a shirt?
Are you excited for Christmas? What did you ask for Santa?
I'm gonna get my own Christmas present, and I'm gonna get a camera.
Nice.
I'm gonna get a
nice digital camera.
I'm gonna get a camera. I'm gonna get probably a Canon T4 or TI4 or whatever. And then, but not get the lens. I'm gonna just get the body and get a lens somewhere else.
Yeah, fuck the lens.
That's what. And so I don't know how much that's gonna be, but
nice.
That's my plan.
That's your plan.
What are you guys getting for Christmas? A baby.
A baby.
Several.
A trip to South Africa.
South Africa.
We're just going
to South Africa. Johannesburg.
We're just.
We're going to. Brothless.
Brothless.
In America, you say bling bling. In South Africa, we say bling bang.
What are you quoting?
Blood Diamond.
Ugh.
Blood Diamond.
Who saw Blood Diamond?
I did. It was nominated for an Oscar. It was good.
I know, and I don't know one person other than you that saw it.
I saw it. It was good. It was a quality
Blood Diamond.
A quality flick.
Bring a book.
I kind of wanted to see it.
People don't give Leo no credit. When credit is due.
I think he gets enough credit.
He doesn't get credit because he doesn't win. You look at something The Departed. Right. All right, The Departed.
Love The Departed.
Seriously, he's the centerpiece of that movie. I mean, he held all these people together. Same with Aviator.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Aviator. He was the best one in the Aviator best cast.
He was fantastic.
You could
in
possibly
Aviator.
Have.
He was great.
No love.
I do think he was great.
I enjoy him.
So I think he's underrated.
He was
I do think he's really underrated.
Yeah.
I don't think he's crying at all.
I'm just saying.
Fucking those models.
Okay, status updates.
Yes.
Status updates.
Status updates.
Fucking those models. Keep fucking that chicken. It is a sad day when a lifesaver you find in your pocket holds so many happy memories that you can't even eat it. And someone said, be thankful your memories are happy ones. Sad.
Yeah, all of that's sad.
Oh.
I love when people try to redirect really sadness away from other people's
I like
comments.
That a lifesaver has so many memories.
Someone should have added a third, like, sadder comment. Like, oh yeah? Well,
I don't have memories.
My parents are dead.
Yeah.
At least you have parents. You know? That's true. I don't know.
This one's from Dallas, D-Town.
Oh, great.
I love the new Kroger on Maple. The sushi guy will make any custom roll you want for $6. I made my own custom roll. And someone said, it's awesome. Don't eat Kroger sushi is the moral of that story. People are still doing the thankful.
I really would have a hard time eating sushi in Dallas again.
Yeah. I know. Looking back at all the sushi, like that one place in Mockingbird Station that I love, like, especially in college, loved it. And now, like, I've eaten there since, but it's sort of like, why am I eating sushi?
No one in my
here?
Family eats sushi. If I'm at home, there's no chance I'm near
what
sushi.
What do you eat?
We just don't go home. Or when I go home, we just don't go to sushi.
What do you eat?
Like, normal food.
Like what?
I don't know. Like, give chilies. Me, like, give Olive me. Garden.
Chilies.
Or, like, TGI Fridays. Or...
Do you think that we get a sponsor from Chili's?
No, we're not.
Do you think they would give us gift cards?
Chips, man. Just
fucking
all those
chips and queso.
So good.
Those chips are so good.
Oh, they should sponsor us.
They should.
I would. If they
or if they just gave us, like, gift cards and that's it, I'd be fine with that. Just
Dude,
give us gift
I would
cards.
Say, I would
pay us a gift card.
Yeah, seriously.
I'm, you know.
Said they need to build one a little closer.
Preach.
They need to build Olive Garden closer too.
Ugh.
Olive Garden? Why would they need
Olive Squirts?
Olive Garden is good. I don't care what you people say.
Okay.
It's not classy. I was kind of classy. It's nice.
It's kind it's of not, classy.
It's not
Olive
like,
Garden is kind of classy.
It's not like fancy.
Do you
date,
remember any
like,
of the Olive Garden news stories I've reported on this show?
It's good though.
Remember the woman who was
salad
selling,
for cocaine.
Selling salad for cocaine out in front of the Olive Garden?
But that's an isolated incident.
That's an isolated incident.
I've been to Olive Garden plenty of times and it's always been just fun.
Ew. People are still doing.
Classy places don't offer endless pasta.
I'm not saying that. I said kind of.
Kind of.
I'm not saying it's like a super nice place to go on a date, but if you're going to go have dinner, just casual dinner, it's nice. In that case, it's nice.
So, moving forward. You know, everyone.
This is why you people have me here. To give me perspective.
Yes, to give us perspective.
You know, people are still doing the thankful day, whatever,
yeah,
8,
day
7.
15, thankful.
So, day 19. This, I mean, scraping the bottom of the barrel. Day 19, thankful for toilets. The person that said that is not a funny person.
I mean, basic, you know.
Thankful for toilets.
Just basic sewage system is. They're really thankful. They're really going for the basics, aren't they? Thankful for sun and sky.
This one I like to call, everyone says first world problems. I say white people problems. So excited about our amazing new housekeeper. Love that she did our laundry without asking. Not so pumped about the 10 Lacoste shirts that were shrunk.
Now, okay, normally I don't like the white person problems, but that specifically fits entirely too well.
Absolutely.
I want a housekeeper. That's my dream.
This one is a photo. Bacon wrapped shrimp. What a wonderful evening. That made me laugh.
What a wonderful evening.
We have Sad Girl.
Sad Girl.
She's the best. Will it ever just be? It's pretty good.
End of status update. Okay.
Another status update. It's just between us. And another.
Big.
If you truly love someone, you can forgive the unforgivable. Here's the thing about the word unforgivable. That means it's unforgivable. Not to be
not to,
a nosy Nancy.
Not to be, you know, arguing semantics, but...
okay.
That seems like it's pretty self-explanatory.
This one. It starts with an ellipsis, so you know it's going to be good. So my honey just brushed a spider off his hand while he was putting out our dinner on the grill. It was black with 3 red dots. Not having the hourglass shape, he didn't think much of it, and neither did I until I looked it up. Black widow spiders do not always have the hourglass shape. Be careful out there.
We learned.
Why would you say that status update?
To learn.
To kill me?
Because we need to know.
You're horrible. You think I would be like, it's not a black
Wayne would casually say, Anna, there's a spider on my hand.
There's a giant, terrifying looking black spider on my hand, but it doesn't have the hourglass, so I think I'm just going to let it be.
This was on Thanksgiving.
Never trust any spiders, people. Any spider. Never trust a single spider.
All right, this is a status on Thanksgiving. I can't stand a hypocrite. Like me, love me, or hate me, but don't be fake about it in front of others. Another ruined holiday. Frowny face. I have no good options.
I don't know what that means, but God, I hope she
slept. Happy Thanksgiving. Oh, man.
Hold on, you two.
Hey, what are you doing in there? Topping out my fucking Facebook.
You know, I wish you guys wouldn't talk about me behind my back when you told me to be right here because I'm
God across the table from you. Damn it, you fucking try to pretend. You're my friend. I know you ain't.
And you talking some shit about me.
You molested my boy. Call back. If I win Powerball tonight, it's a fairly easy decision what I will do with the $500 million. I would buy 500 million more lottery tickets. And someone said, and that is why he is in my phone as Steve Douchebag. That's pretty good.
Well done, whoever said that.
Solid burn.
Well done. And well done, Steve Douchebag.
500 million lottery tickets. Someone's thinking.
Truly.
Thinking with the noggin.
Truly lived up to that name, sir. Did not let us down.
Oh, that's adorable. All right. For Christmas, I always buy my girlfriend a nice pair of shoes and a vibrator. If she doesn't like the shoes, she can go fuck herself. Someone said, this is why you don't have a GF, LOL. I would like to have an amendment with that. You can't fuck yourself with a vibrator. It'd actually be a dildo. And he would fuck.
Vibrators. What if it was a vibrating dildo?
He didn't say that. He said vibrator. Two different things. Different beast. You know what? Let me tell you guys about sex toys. All right.
You can't just stick a vibrator up there.
We can, but it doesn't really do much.
Why does it do anything?
Listen to the panting. That's what your mom sounds like when she comes. High five, landed. And then the plum's raping her. Oh, so she zips. Shout out Mama Kozak.
She listens to the show. She hates you people.
listens to the show and she hates us.
Does she listen?
No, she doesn't listen to the show.
I wish she would. Now, I'm going to send her this episode. Y'all free, bitch. Mama Kozak likes her hair pulled and we spanked like our friend posted on Facebook.
What?
We can't all talk about our mothers like you can. some of us try to have respect.
Do you?
Sometimes we do. Only some of us here are good
filthy
people.
Whores.
Someone here is a good person, and two people here are bad people.
Jack is a good person, and three people are horrible. Okay, I don't do this very often, but today...
Yes, this should be a good thing.
I'm gonna... I need some prayers, good thoughts, positive vibes sent my way for some things to fall into place in the upcoming days, weeks, and months. Any and all would be very much appreciated. Don't say I don't do this very often because that means you do that. Mm-hmm. You're that person. And we all hate you. No positive thoughts for you. How is it already 10:30? Someone commented, it's 11:30. LOL. LOL.
How is it already 10:30?
It's 11:30.
How is it even possible?
It's 11:30. LOL. We have some fatty.
Fatty.
All right.
Guys.
Fatty updates.
Just now, while having a conversation with my boyfriend in the kitchen, I realized I was sitting cross-legged in front of the open refrigerator with a spoon.
Wait, what?
What does that mean?
What did you not get?
I didn't get that. You have to read it again.
What's the problem with that?
Just now, while having a conversation with my boyfriend in the kitchen, I realized I was sitting cross-legged in front of the open refrigerator with a spoon.
Oh.
There it is. That's okay. The fatty realization,
Bryce. I didn't picture her, like, sitting... Literally eating distance out of the fridge. Eating out of the fridge. Okay, got it.
It's pretty fun, though.
God damn.
Another fatty. That is. So, boyfriend and I are eating pizza tonight. Okay, let me just say this. I think that fatty needs to step back and reevaluate the relationship and see if it's going to be good for her in the long run, because I feel like they're just going to double down and it's all bad. She needs to date like a nutritionist or something. So, boyfriend and I are eating pizza tonight while wrestling for a pepperoni.
So to speak.
Cat stepped directly on top of said pizza, like her cat. He seems very disturbed. Meanwhile, my boyfriend and I can't stop making fun of him. Ever hear the story of old cheese foot? You know, cheddar claw, Limburg paw.
It is food related.
The good news is fatty is not a comedian. Sorry, fatty.
That is good news.
People just take advantage and take advantage and take advantage and take. I guess it's my fault for letting them, though.
Is that fatty?
No, it's just a person. A sad person.
I think you should start reading Fatty's updates with a mouthful of food.
Have a snack next to me. Yeah. Okay, I have a train wreck. Train wreck has been really silent since the court case was settled in his favor.
Oh, man, good.
He has been working in this theater. No relationships to speak of.
Anything from the sister of that chick?
Nope. Okay, holidays. This year I'm ready for you. Let's do this. Bring it.
I'm all in. I'm invested. I'm wagering it all.
He is my fucking favorite. Okay, guys, man. This is my year. This year,
it's gonna be different.
Everything's going to be awesome. This girl's going to be great. What my could life's going to be great. Go wrong? Literally nothing could go wrong with my life.
Well, good.
So
what's up? Is that it? He doesn't have any follow-up?
No relationships.
When is it going to happen?
I don't know.
Is he directing a play? Remember before when he was
directing lots of plays?
Who wants to do a show?
Oh, he posts those lots, but you know.
Okay. News on the news.
Oh my god. That came out of left field.
That's what we're doing now, right?
I guess. I'm looking for your bit for later. All right, so we have a theme for tonight's show.
Is this news?
For the rest of the show.
Including the news?
Yes.
No, not including the news. Yes.
Including the news.
Yes.
Okay.
It is Florida.
It's just Florida in general?
This is a Florida heavy episode.
So it's kind of like fucking Florida.
The episode.
Extravaganza.
Yeah. Okay.
We have a lot of, there are some Florida situations happening right now. All right. So all the news on the news are Florida's, and then your bit is Florida related.
Everything's Florida.
So we need a name for it. Fabulous Florida.
No. What? No. No.
We already have fucking Florida.
Fountain of Florida.
Just give us
fucking Florida. Yeah, that's what we already have a name for this.
Let's get right into it.
All right. Florida gun range lets customers shoot at each other.
At each other? They just let you?
In
is this a one-time or this is a
combat
policy?
City? No, the combat shooting sports, a Florida gun range, has taken the concept of target practice to a whole new level. Customers can actually engage in simulated combat against other people, shooting real guns at each other. However, the customers aren't using live ammunition. Owner Dave Kaplan gives visitors a choice. He can modify your gun to fire simmunition rounds. Simmunition rounds are filled with compounds similar to those found in paintball rounds. They've been used by military and law enforcement organizations in training exercises. And he's quoted as, General Dynamics created simmunition decades ago for the military and law and later law enforcement. They recently created a civilian range program, and we are probably the only facility doing person-to-person fighting. We are taking firearm training to a level previously held by professionals. I'm excited that it's in Florida for many reasons. Cool. I think that it might be the answer to a lot of our problems. I wish they could
put that in California.
To shoot at each other?
Yeah, they're blanks.
Yeah, but no, it's like paintball stuff. Oh, yeah. So you bruise.
Oh, you do get hurt?
Yeah. Oh.
Well, it's a gun shooting something out of blanks.
I mean, I like the Florida rationale. I don't understand like, how... even if you're wearing armor, like, there's some slit with their eye. Like, shit can happen.
The people that they're referring to, the army and the police people that they're talking about, yes, go those on. Policemen, if
continue.
You will, they have a certain amount of training and are professionals. And I'm using quotations here. But, you know, I would say that, you know, a typical jerk Floridian from Florida who's had 27 beers because it's sure. Tuesday,
yeah,
he probably is safe to go in there with, you know, real gun shooting simunition. I mean, I trust that totally.
Would you go into a gun range with strangers shooting each other?
Keeping in mind that it's in Florida.
Probably not. It depends. If
speaking
it,
to the microphone, sir, please.
It depends how. I would have to see what
it's a yes
shooting.
Or no question, maybe. Mr. Kozak. I'm going to give it a maybe.
Mr. Kozak, would you please just give us a yes or no answer?
I abstain.
That raping clown says otherwise. Please answer the question.
The raping clown says,
oh my god.
I love raping clown.
Raping clown will forever be my favorite. We're going to do a best of episode.
Can we do a best of episode
to put up the week of Christmas when we're not recording, like the best of Larry Sanders? That would be fun.
We should make a comedy album.
We should just
pick the best bits.
Uh-huh.
This episode's about brainstorming
for Christmas.
I'm just gonna do you're just gonna come over one day and do a lot of prank calls back to back, and I'm gonna record all of them.
I wish that is there anybody that wants us to prank call anyone?
No one has emailed me.
We're not doing any prank calls.
Oh, speaking of, when I read the circle, we have a lot of voicemails. I just realized.
We have voicemails?
Yeah.
Nice.
We have six.
How did we get so many?
Magical. Yeah. So I have them all set up here.
Oh, okay.
And have it you starts at to
the,
them?
No. It starts at the bottom.
Are you sure it's not someone calling repeatedly?
Do we have Florida people first?
Yeah. Yeah, no, I have the other stuff, but I didn't know if you need to set this up. I'm glad that you guys are listening to it's my fault. My fault. My bad. It's the top six, so you start at the first one. All right.
Next story.
Florida woman arrested for riding an endangered manatee.
An
endangered manatee?
A Florida woman, photographed 2 months ago, riding an endangered manatee in violation of state law, was arrested on Saturday in misdemeanor charges. The, how do you say this? Pinellas mm-hmm. County's Sheriff's Office said deputies arrested Ana Gloria Garcia Gutierrez, 53, mm-hmm. without incident at her job at a Sears store in St. Petersburg.
Hey, y'all, I'm riding this thing. Look at me. I'm riding this big old thing.
Oh, God. The state makes it illegal to, quote, annoy, molest, harass, or disturb the endangered aquatic mammals.
I kind of don't feel like they should lump all those together.
Annoy,
molest. I feel like there's a big difference between molesting an animal and getting on it and riding it.
And getting on its nerves. And tapping on the glass.
I don't see how they've stuck those together.
And fingering it against its will. There's a line.
I would say riding it pretty well defines molesting. Especially a woman.
How do you ride a manatee? Do you know that in middle school I thought it was pronounced Manati, and I said it like that for like a whole year. That's a fun fact about Anna. Seventh grade, motherfuckers.
When did you get
Manati? I remember one of my best friends finally goes, you know it's manatee, and I, you know, because you're 13, you want to be, I was like, oh yeah, yeah, no, I'm just saying that to be funny. Manati.
Embarrassing.
Like an asshole.
I'm embarrassed for you.
But I mean, how many times do I actually need that word in Texas? Like, probably four people heard me say that total.
I'm embarrassed.
I was embarrassed. So,
Pinellas County, by the way, is where Tampa, Florida is. Not shocking. So, just to throw that in. And also, if you search Pinellas County, the first thing that comes up is Pinellas County Jail.
Ooh.
I don't think it's unreasonable that if a manatee swims by and you're not afraid of it, that you wouldn't try to ride it.
Well, I have a good quote. She admitted the offense, claiming she is new to the area and did not realize it was against the law to touch or harass manatees. So she moves to Florida, sees a manatee, doesn't realize it's illegal,
doesn't know,
doesn't
what it
conceive.
Is. Yeah, I mean, if you know what a manatee is, you know, I mean, that it's in danger.
Pretty sure.
I don't know. I would ride the manatee.
Ride the manatee.
I'm just telling you the truth. If I was there and I wasn't scared of that manatee, which I probably would be, mm-hmm. I'll be honest with you. If I was in the water and the manatee came up to me, I would probably think it was going to bite me or something.
Ooh.
I might ride it, though.
New sound effect.
Oh, there's lots of new sound effects.
It's like an alien.
When are you going to start taking clips from the show? We got work to do.
Guys, it has been busy and complicated.
We've all got work to do.
It's been busy and complicated.
We've been doing woulda, coulda, shouldas for way too long.
Remember the time I did that whole episode filled with drops?
Yeah, I'm just saying we have discussed things.
Kozak, we're not doing the show topless or bottomless.
Can we stop making these episodes brainstorming ideas? I mean, this episode has been you guys brainstorming.
It's been productive. I don't
think we've been brainstorming.
Anyway, let's discuss what we think about brainstorming in episodes. All right, I have a third. It's a good clearing, cleansing.
It's like palate cleanser. It's like Men in Black. I don't remember what we were talking about.
I love Men in Black. Third story. Florida woman arrested after beating up her boyfriend for bad sex. Mm. Raquel Gonzalez was arrested Monday and charged with felony domestic battery for beating up her live-in boyfriend, Estrick Davis, mm-hmm. for climaxing and leaving her unsatisfied.
Mm.
The couple, who lives in Bradenton, Florida,
which is right outside of Tampa,
lovely, on a quiet residential cul-de-sac, were engaging in sexual intercourse when, according to the Manatee, County Sheriff's Office, Gonzalez became enraged when Davis reached an orgasm and she did not.
What in the hell, you motherfucker?
I think it's romantic. Has your live-in lover kicked your ass for not being good in bed?
It's never happened to me. No.
Really, ever in your life?
It's never happened to me. It's never been a problem. Never been a problem.
I mean, that's happened, but I'm
not. Thank you. There it is. Thank you, Landon.
He beat the shot clock just barely. Just barely. He got that shot off as it was hitting zero.
David Tell has a good bit about that.
Does he?
Okay, he says, you have to say something. And so you have to be like, you want to listen to some CDs? How about a back rub?
What? It's funny when David Tell says,
I can't do it. Maybe if I try it again.
But hey, when are we doing?
You want to listen to some stand-up, CDs? By the way, how about a back rub?
Yeah, Kozak, when do you want to do stand-up?
Oh, gosh.
Somebody
I'm directing
busy.
Again.
Okay.
You guys should do some scheduling because
I'm writing
not
it. I'm writing a new play and a new screenplay right now.
Well, let's plug it at the end.
We've already plugged it.
All right, let's keep going.
So we have our last bit.
Last bit.
So here's the thing.
Uh-oh.
I realized that I have missed an opportunity. You're both scratching your finger.
What?
Itchy. It's true.
Okay, are you done?
Hate crime. I have been missing out on typing in different states when I look at Craigslist for Craigslist Kozak.
Oh, yeah.
And I thought, what would happen if I looked at missed connections in Florida?
Oh man! Nice.
There's not one, but two Winn-Dixie-related missed connections.
Oh, wonderful.
And we're going to start off with a pregnant one. Landon, if you could cue up the Craigslist Kozak. Does Craigslist Kozak have jazz?
Yeah.
Yeah,
Craigslist.
So,
I mean, everyone.
Blozak. See,
Craigslist Kozak was like NPR.
Right. So these are the attachments. I have them in a specific order, so just click on them to read them, okay?
Go that way?
Go this way.
Okay.
Wait for Splanlin to get the music propped up. And read what city it's
Craigslist
from, too.
Kozak.
Because I have different cities from Florida. Okay, wait, so do Craigslist Kozak Florida edition.
Don't tell me how to do the announcement. Craigslist Kozak, Florida edition. Pretty pregnant woman at West Tampa Sandwich Shop. Man for woman, 36, Tampa. I am posting this as a compliment to a beautiful pregnant woman at the West Tampa Sandwich Shop. I saw today at the impromptu Obama meet outside, we were in line together. You were wearing a pink top, brown hair, and seemed to have a really nice personality, and seemed like a very sweet woman, and of course very attractive. I didn't see a ring on your finger. Please do not take me for being disrespectful if you are in a relationship. If you are not, I would enjoy talking to you more and hopefully would be able to take you out on a nice date. Smiley face emoticon. Please reply with pretty in pink so I know it is real, not spam. Thanks. Smiley face emoticon. Again, please do not be offended by this. Feel free to ask any questions about me. Hope to hear back from you. Smiley face emoticon. I go cross-eyed in front of the microphone.
Amazing.
Wow, it's, you know, probably doesn't have a ring on her finger because why? Her fingers are swollen?
Yes.
So, there you go.
Next.
Hold on, hold on, hold on. I'm gonna mix it up a little bit. Hold on.
Come on. Come on, Poodles.
PetSmart.
Alright, hold on. Okay. We're gonna give you a second. Apparently this is pretty funny. Hold on. Give yourself.
I'm not kidding. I found like 20 and I had like weed down. I was like, we can't read all of them. They're not all gold.
PetSmart. Man for woman. 38. St. Pete. You weren't PetSmart last night. You commented on my chihuahuas.
Keep going. Oh, man.
You commented on my chihuahuas. And that you should have brought yours. I thought you were astonishingly beautiful. I'd like to reconnect with you. Tell me how many chihuahuas I had. If you somehow read this and get in touch with me.
I mean, I'm imagining an infestation of chihuahuas.
Brady Bunch with chihuahuas.
Chihuahuas plural. God. I titled that one Chihuahuas plural.
Can you imagine how yelpy their house would be?
PetSmart. That got Kozak. That got his goat.
PetSmart.
Tickled his box. Okay.
Girl at Winn-Dixie. Tuesday evening. Man for woman. 27. Winn-Dixie on 231. You had dark brown hair. You were buying a case of beer. I was behind you in line. I know the chances of you seeing this is slim, but if you do, I want your number! Smiley face emoticon. Winn-Dixie.
Winn-Dixie.
And then a follow up. Winn-Dixie. Man for woman.
This is another Winn-Dixie.
Away.
Oh, yeah.
I paid you a compliment. Wanted to say more, but did
but
not.
You ran away.
You read this and contact me.
Can you imagine?
I paid you a compliment. I like that.
The way that sack of food looks in your hand.
I want to press myself.
Just pay me a compliment in the pet food. Yeah.
And I didn't say more because I was hoping later you would run to Craigslist.
Shit. Let me see if that.
I've been checking this connection.
If that guy with the boner in the pet food aisle is on Craigslist. Continue.
Judy buying sprinkler stuff at Lowe's.
I mean, what is more Florida then that title. Continue. Man
for woman. Panama City.
Panama City. Wow.
Saw you buying sprinkler stuff with two other people Thursday night. You were wearing pink blouse with a number on it.
Mm-hmm. You okay, are wait, gorgeous.
Blouse. Continue.
Yes.
Thought we might have noticed each other, but we couldn't talk. Would love to at least get to know you. Reply with a number on your shirt so I know it's you.
The thinker. The thinker.
That's just fucking weird.
Walmart and Callaway.
Hold on. Let's change it. This has gotten a little bit.
A little bit jazzy. We almost should have had country western music. Continue.
Walmart and Callaway. Man for woman. 21. Callaway.
Well, yes.
We met in Walmart. You've just been stationed here. I helped you find a knife for your limes. LOL. You said you've been in for 14 years. Message me back what I was wearing. It's almost like a haiku.
I helped you find a knife for your limes.
I hope you got them.
I just need a fucking knife for my fucking limes.
We're drinking Coronas tonight.
That was Florida Kozak. Craigslist Kozak. Guys, I will come up with different cities to look at now that my brain is working.
Yeah, LA is fun, but...
It's a lot of the same. I mean, what does, like, Florida have to offer?
You already looked the...
No.
Oklahoma.
Nobody uses
shitbox
it,
towns in Texas. Gold. I will find.
I'm sure all our listeners from shitbox towns in Texas. Is sure,
look,
like,
Wichita Falls is neither here nor there.
Alabama.
Shout out Dubai. We have voicemails.
We have voicemails.
And I've not listened to them. We so you're starting at the bottom, or you want to start at the top?
What if it's CJ calling four times and just going, wait a minute. Hold on.
Wait, hold on.
To be fair, he knows how we roll. All right. These are time sensitive, so I'm going to do this one. And then, so the bottom one is what I did, so then you're just going
to
move up.
Okay, from the bottom to the top.
Yeah. Or I'll just hand it to me and I'll click it.
I can just do sort of starting from there up.
Okay. Oh, I already had it on the one. Yeah.
She already had it on the one.
He has it. Jamming on the one. Just jamming.
Hello, it's me.
Wait.
Yay.
Turn it up.
Hold on, I didn't know. How it was going to be.
Oh my god. I'm excited. I'm so excited.
From the theater where I proudly watched Aaron Kozak star in Little Shop of Horrors.
And you can't turn it up.
What happened to the show? What happened to the show?
Kozak quit yelling.
What happened to the show? Hey, I'm going to get some wine while you're doing this.
Ooh.
Oh, do you have it here? You want to bring it over?
I wanted you to bring it over.
I'll bring the bottle over.
Did you fall over?
It's hard to get out of
I'll narrate
chair.
Kozak. When Kozak came into my apartment building, he started critiquing the way the lobby smelled.
The lobby smelled so bad.
And then we walked in the hall, and he said, now it smells like food and laundry, and it still smells weird. And I said, please continue narrating your smell sensation as the evening progresses.
Hello.
Thank you. Here. Sit.
All right.
Blank. I just returned from the theater.
Oh, a little top off. Did you already start playing it? I don't have my headphones on yet.
Oh, he doesn't have headphones.
You have to go back again. I wasn't ready. I was getting wine.
Maybe you guys just don't get up in the middle of the podcast to get wine.
Yeah. Look, if we're going to have to sit and play with the things.
Hello, it's me, Jerry Blank. I just returned from the theater where I proudly watched Aaron Kozak star in Little Shop of Horrors.
I didn't know she was there.
Aaron, your smooth soliloquies and nasal arpeggios made me moist as a snack tape down. But be careful, Aaron. Fame is as dangerous as a hooker with a potato peeler and a jar of Vaseline. Watching you up there reminded me of when I was cast in A Race in the Sun. In my first leading roles in getting out of prison and starting my life.
might love her as a high school freshman at the age of 40. What was my secret? I played each role as if I'm being chased by a cougar. But like that very cougar, your play can tear your family apart. I urge you to deal with your sudden fame the same way I did, with lies and deletion. Because if you can't check your emotional baggage at the door, they'll find someone who doesn't have a family or any friends whatsoever.
Hold on.
They'll find someone who doesn't have a family or any friends whatsoever. When at your lowest, darkest moment, dear Erin, remember these words. I cried when I had no shoes, until I met a man who had no feet. And then I laughed really hard.
Is that the end?
Yeah.
Aww. That was so good.
That was fun.
Even though we started a million times. Sorry, Jerry.
Nobody cares.
I know.
Jerry cares.
That was really good. I love the Raisin the Sun reference. Solid, original material.
Moist as a snack cake.
Love that quote. Excellent.
Hooker with a potato peeler and Vaseline. You can't get better than that.
Can't get better than that.
Here we go.
All right.
Looking for Kozak's mom. She has something for me. She has something for everyone.
Wow. I don't know who that was.
I don't know who that is.
I like that they knew that I would talk shit about his mom.
Wow, that was great.
Wow, that was terrifying. All right.
Unless they're listening to the live broadcast right now, that isn't happening.
It's a live broadcast. Jack.
My dog. Right, here we go. Ready?
Your face should be...
What? Hold on, let's do it again.
Your face should secede.
Your face should secede.
He says, terrifying listener.
We're getting drug dialed.
Hopefully.
I don't know who that is.
I don't know who that is.
405?
That's Oklahoma.
Oh, man. We'll find you, buddy. Don't worry.
We'll find you.
We'll find you.
Hey, Santa, all I want this year is two hookers and a pound of blow. Thanks.
Hey, that's not too much to ask for, I think.
No.
We did ask our listeners to call in and tell us what they want from Santa.
That's pertinent information.
So
that's why they're calling.
Well, to be fair,
that's not how
we put out a lot of things for people to
call. That's true.
That would be a nice
two
drop.
Two hookers and a pound
that
of
was
blow.
That was clean audio, too. That'd be a good drop for Christmas time.
Oh, you're so dumb.
Why am I dumb?
Hey, Santa, all I want this year is two hookers and a pound of blow. Thanks.
Boom.
Boom.
Moving on.
Thank you.
Hey, Santa, I want 3-ply toilet paper. It's long overdue. Make it happen, fucker.
I suck like that one.
God, the guy's really rough on Santa.
People are mad at Santa.
Hey, Santa, I want 3-ply toilet paper. It's long overdue. Make it happen, fucker.
Okay. And then, this is the first time I've ever seen this, but this last call actually, you know, because normally they have the transcripts, you know?
Oh, is that transcript unavailable?
This one that has happens. Transcripts. This could be bad.
What's up? That being said, my name is Emily Resnick. Some people call me Emrez. And I was led here by my beautiful friend, Mandy Muser, who told me to say anything hilarious or offensive about what I want for Christmas or anything else for that matter. But I would just like to say what I personally find offensive is that you ask me what I want for Christmas and not for Hanukkah.
That's a good point.
Oh, yeah.
Which?
Who celebrates Hanukkah and don't have the joy of having, you know, a magical creature like Santa come and just give me presents. Mm. Looking awesome. But you don't magical. Have to have the fact that I don't have Santa in my face. Anyways.
Yeah, they got us.
I
good.
I want to say, have you ever seen the SNL where Will Ferrell is Hanukkah Harry? That one is fucking hilarious.
Will
so
Ferrell?
I wanted Hanukkah.
I don't remember.
To yeah. bring me anything, it would probably be on. Oh, here, I'm also here with my friend On, by the way, And you would like to say something really quickly.
I'm offended by my friend who thinks that Christmas is about Santa Claus, especially when it's about Jesus' birth.
See? Good yeah. call.
Oh, yeah, that did. Anyways, what I want for Christmas, excuse me, Hanukkah, actually both, fuck it. I would thought
No, I don't want him to be born. That's fucking speaking of SNL. This reminds me of Drunk Girl that you don't want to get in conversation with. Is this not dead fucking on that character?
Pausing at halfway.
And,
too.
No one. Israel.
We're at halfway of the voicemail. Which,
good.
Fuck.
Why are you complaining? No, we got voicemails.
Thanks.
Yeah, you're doing a great job.
No, keep calling the show.
Keep calling the show.
You sound and funny. Bitch to you. I think you sound like someone I'd like to hang out with.
Well,
oriented.
I mean, I don't know. I'm going to get back to the plan. Yeah, this voicemail now.
But I personally would just like Ruffy. I'll be selling all that could be the best thing ever. And
more than an iPad?
World peace.
An iPad mini?
Not offensive. So, oh, wait. I should say anything of what I want. As I no, just hilarious or offensive. Oh, yeah. I would like a lot of stuff. I think that will happen. Anyways. Oh, I would also like, since I am a proud Jew, on Christmas, what do you think we do? We obviously go to Chinese food and a movie. It's not a stereotype, people. It's a fact.
Chinese food and a movie, do they really do that?
Yeah.
They do? I never heard of that.
A great movie and an awesome Chinese meal. And
I go to a movie.
So that's the trifecta.
I've seen Les Mis this year.
Yeah, I believe as they call it in Judaism. And Merry Christmas to you all and to all a Tuesday night. Or I like this. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Happy Hanukkah. We wish you a happy Kwanzaa. And a happy New Year. Sorry, my friends, you fucked up to harmonize with me, or that
would have
sounded more awesome. Anyways, really, though, small
seriousness,
wishing everybody a very happy holiday.
It's turned into something else entirely.
Mandy, giving them drunk people.
Here's the thing. I think the drop is I want a really good movie and a really good Chinese meal. That's my favorite.
Really drunk or not drunk?
Definitely
drunk. They were drunk.
Yeah.
I like that.
More power to them.
But it turned into I have a microphone, so now I'd like to thank everybody that I love.
And we played it all. That's what's great about the show.
Yeah, we'll just play it all. Everything.
No, that's the point.
You want to get wasted and call our show and waste our time?
We will play it. Thing.
Look, when we have 60 voicemails a week, obviously there'll be some weeding down. But this is, next to the Brent Black episode, this is the most we've ever had in one episode.
Wow.
Yeah, we killed it.
The Brent Black episode, we did have to weed down.
The Brent Black bump.
Brent Black bump.
We should have him back on.
For Christmas.
For Christmas.
We should have a guest on again for Christmas to play Santa.
Nobody's doing anything. Hey, Amy Whorepaul has a movie in Sundance. We should get her on.
She does. I've been saying we should get Whorepaul
on. Yeah, why haven't we had Whorepaul
on? She's on. Yeah, done. She's booked.
Done. All right, done.
I'm sexting her later. Done. Don't worry. Sexting her just the word octopussy over and over and over and over again, like I have it on an alarm so that she just gets that.
Okay, is that it? Because we should end this meeting and start podcasting at some point.
You guys, that's the end of our Florida heavy, brainstorm heavy episode.
And I'd just like to mention, what other podcast gives you this much behind the scenes while in front of the scenes?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying.
We have broken that fourth wall.
Because this isn't a show, it's a happening.
I mean, if the F word was okay to say right now, I would say that to you.
Fuck.
There it is.
Okay. Well,
you're people welcome, love Kozak. This
show. Well, we know we got 6 listeners this week.
No, we got so many likes. Speaking of, you guys should go to our Facebook page where we post pictures of terrifying people from the news stories, and I post when the episodes are coming up, and we post things that we want you guys to call in about or email us about, blah, 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 blah.
Go if you want to be that person on Facebook that reposts hilarious totes, things, you got to be funny.
Just that search said. That Being Said podcast on Facebook. We are there. If you've always wanted a cap with that being said on it, or maybe you want a Christmas apron, or maybe you want dog food bowls. We've got that.
What? We do?
No, but I can add it real quick. With that being said, you can have it.
If you want it.
You want to call in with something specific that you want me to put that being said on? That really got Kozaki like that.
I will print it on literally anything.
Literally. Literally anything. I'm going to start a line of ladies, delicate, the horrifying Florida listen, quotes on it.
Listen, folks, literally whatever you can think of, just add $15 to the price.
Yeah.
And it's yours as a yeah. that being said.
Guys, I want to do a nippleless bra with that being and then said.
I was thinking a Mercedes CLK.
Sure.
That being said.
If we have some fancy advertisers. Also, if you can afford to do that, we would like you to be a sponsor of our show.
By the way.
Speaking of sponsors.
Mm-hmm. Blackout app.
Have you downloaded the Blackout app yet?
Have you
heard the word about the Blackout app? You guys, for 99 cents, you download the app, you turn it on, you go out and get drunk, you call us and leave us a voicemail mm-hmm. with your gay guy friend, and then the next morning, you turn the app off, and it tells you everywhere that you went the night before.
And who the fuck you called.
And who the fuck you called, it you and it tells you where your friend left you at some point. To go off with someone. So download the Blackout app. It's in the app stores. 99 cents.
Eat your Chili's.
Hey, if you're listening, if you are Chili's with the corporate Chili's, we like queso and chips and salsa.
Hey, so if you're Chili's.
And let's be honest, I'm not turning down any chicken tenders.
And those nachos.
Nachos? Get my face, Southwestern egg rolls. Landon, do you have a favorite you'd like to sell to our audience?
I think you covered them.
Is there any other Chili's Delish?
I'm Chili's.
Delish? Are you Chili's?
I am Chili's embodied.
Will you give us
listening to this gift podcast.
Cards? We just yes, want some Chili's gift cards for Christmas. Yes,
please.
That's my call in.
We will plug you in. Plug you all day. Just give us
Chili's. If you like these voicemails or think you can do better, call 323-761-9382.
323-761-9382.
We promise we're not going to answer. It's not connected to a phone. We're not dildos. If you have any funny articles or status updates that you want us to read on the show, email us at thatbeingsaidpodcast.com.
The show at thatbeingsaidpodcast.com.
Follow me on Twitter at being said. Kozak, what are you?
Kozak the winner.
Hope
Kozak
you like Conan retweets.
Do you like Conan O'Brien retweets?
Landon.
I have them for you.
Landon, what are you on Twatters?
Landon McCool. You can also find me on the new MySpace.
No. I you're better than that. We're all better than that. I'm going to go ahead and stop you. You got invited. Here's what I love. MySpace starts again. Six years later, and they take Facebook's original concept of the invite. It's like, hey guys, Facebook has something. Let's try that 6 years later.
It's actually, they did it originally.
It's MySpace. It's different because the website doesn't go down; it goes sideways.
God,
it's interesting.
Sounds really annoying.
You're weird.
Go sideways.
Do you know that when Landon and I first started dating, we were both on MySpace?
God, that's how long I've been.
I'm still on MySpace. We're all still on there.
Right? I deleted my account.
Why would you delete it?
Why would I keep it?
To just have
it's a bunch of pedophiles forever. And bands. That's it.
So too many bands.
And Kozak. Like bands.
Which and are the Kozak. Worst.
Are you still checking your MySpace?
I don't check it, but I have it.
Did you leave a comment?
Are you in a band?
On my wall?
And, or are you a pedophile?
In, I have
what's your
in.
Song on your profile?
They're probably the same one from 5 years ago.
Nine Inch Nails.
Mm-hmm.
Probably Cold Weird Al Yankovic.
All right, let's wrap it up.
All right, I'm in a young
blood. I'm Aaron Kozak.
And I'm a happening.
This is happening. This is just like M. Night Shyamalan's this is happening.
This is the best episode we've ever had. I'm so glad we got new listeners for it. Wow,
clown rape.
It's an hour-long episode that we just
Well, we needed to get people a treat.
Damn it. Did we?
Did we?
We took a week
this
off.
This wasn't an hour-long beating for the listeners right now.
Are we done?
That being said.